Focus on flowers. As the sap rises, our spirits rise too in response to the first signs of spring. Green is certainly our favorite color as we notice the tiny leaves and shoots appear on bare branches. Poets and philosophers have traditionally used spring as a metaphor for new beginnings. Green is the liturgical color of hope, and the ancients believed that it awakened human souls and hearts. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, life began in the Garden of Eden, and the word paradise originally meant an enclosed garden. The link between the advent of spring and the stirring of the human spirit has been expanded upon in religious treatises across the centuries. As we marvel at the perfection of each fresh bud and flower this spring, our response to them links us in a chain of similar human responses throughout time. Each individual flower beckons us to take a closer look. The flower forms symbolize perfection through shape, color, and symmetry. The seemingly fragile petals symbolize durability, undaunted by wind and rain, but with a preordained time span. Each flower is short-lived, it is true, but plays its part in the continual unfolding of the eternal sequence of bloom. Andrew Marvell, in 1650, wrote, "How could such sweet and wholesome hours be reckoned, but with herbs and flowers?" This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the recurring miracles of spring.